Chapter 10. Monks meets Mr. and Mrs. Bumble. Mr. Bumble was no longer the beadle. He was Mrs. Corney's husband and the master of the workhouse. But he was not happy. "I've been married for 2 months," he said to himself. "It seems an age." He had argued with the new Mrs. Bumble again and had gone out for a walk to escape her. He walked up one street and down another in a miserable temper. It began to rain heavily, and when he passed a pub, he decided to go in out of the rain. There was only one other customer, a tall, dark man wearing a cloak, who stared at Mr. Bumble as he came in. Mr. Bumble sat down with his drink and read the newspaper. He could not help looking up at the stranger in the cloak, and he saw that the man was staring back at him.
"I've seen you before," the stranger said to him. "You used to be the beadle here, didn't you?"
"I did, but I'm the master of the workhouse now," replied Mr. Bumble.
"Well, I came to this town today to find you, and by chance you have walked into the same pub," said the stranger.
"What do you want?" asked Mr. Bumble.
"I want some information from you," the man said. "But I don't ask you to give it for nothing."
As he spoke, he pushed some coins across the table towards Mr. Bumble. When Mr. Bumble had checked that the coins were real and put them in his pocket, the stranger continued.
"I want you to remember something that happened 12 years ago, in the middle of winter, in the workhouse at night. A boy was born."
"Many boys were born," said Mr.
Bumble, shaking his head.
"A pale-faced boy who became the undertaker's apprentice and ran away to London."
"Why, you mean young Oliver Twist," said Mr. Bumble. "I remember him, of course, the worst type of boy."
"It's not him I want to hear about," said the stranger. "It's the old woman who was with his mother on the night he was born. Where is she?"
"Old Sally? She died last winter," said Mr. Bumble.
The stranger stared at him and then stood up to leave.
"Wait," said Mr. Bumble. "My wife was with old Sally when she died. She could help you."
"Meet me tomorrow at 9 in the evening, said the stranger.
He took a piece of paper from his pocket and wrote down an address near the river.
"You must not tell anyone."
Mr. Bumble looked down at the paper the stranger had given him.
"You haven't written your name," he said. "Who shall I ask for?"
"Monks,"
replied the man, and he walked away quickly. It was warm and cloudy the next evening when Mr. and Mrs. Bumble left the workhouse to search for the address that Monks had given them. Beside some old houses, right next to the river, stood a large building that had once been a factory. Part of the building had fallen into the water, and the rest of it looked as if it were soon going to follow the same way. Just as Mr. and Mrs. Bumble arrived, there was a loud crash of thunder, and the rain poured down.
"Hello there!"
cried a voice from above. Mr. Bumble looked up and saw a man at a window on the second floor.
"I'll come down at once," said the man.
"Say as little as you can," Mrs. Bumble warned her husband.
A small door opened and Monks appeared.
"Come in quickly,"
he cried impatiently. They went in and Monks locked the door behind them. Just then, there was another crash of thunder.
"Listen to it,"
cried Monks, covering his face with his hands. The noise seems to come from a cave where devils are hiding. I hate it.
Mr. Bumble looked anxiously at Monks. I'm all right now, said Monks, noticing the way Mr. Bumble stared at him. Follow me.
He led Mr. and Mrs. Bumble up a ladder to a dark room where there were three chairs and a table.
Now, let us talk of our business. Tell me about the mother of Oliver Twist, said Monks.
I want £25 in gold, said Mrs. Bumble, and then I'll tell you everything I know, not before.
£25, said Monks. What if I pay you and you don't tell me anything?
Then you can easily take the money away again, said Mrs. Bumble. I'm just a woman alone with no one to protect me.
I am here, said Mr. Bumble. You have me to protect you.
You're a fool, and you had better keep quiet, said Mrs. Bumble to her husband.
Monks pulled out a bag from his pocket and counted 25 coins out onto the table.
Take them, said Monks, and let's hear your story.
When old Sally died, Mrs. Bumble began, she and I were alone. She talked about a young woman who had given birth to a son some years before. She took something from the young woman after the young woman died. It was something the woman had asked old Sally to keep for her son.
Did old Sally sell it? Cried Monks. When? To whom?
As old Sally was telling me, she died. She didn't say another word. But I noticed something in her hand, and when I saw that she was dead, I pulled open her fingers.
What did you find? Asked Monks.
This, said Mrs. Bumble, putting a very small bag on the table.
Monks grabbed it, his hands shaking. He took out a gold necklace.
The necklace has the name Agnes written on the inside, said Mrs. Bumble. There's no surname, but there's a date, which is less than a year before the child was born.
Mr. Bumble took a long breath as if he were glad the story was over and Monks could not ask for his money back. His face felt hot and he dried it with his handkerchief.
I don't want to know anything about it, said Mrs. Bumble. It's safer that way. But may I ask you two questions?
I may not answer them, replied Monks.
Is that what you expected to get from me? Mrs. Bumble asked.
It is, replied Monks.
What are you going to do with it? Will it get me into trouble? Said Mrs. Bumble.
Never, said Monks. Watch, but don't move a step.
With these words, he suddenly pushed the table away and opened a door in the floor, very close to Mr. Bumble's feet. Mr. Bumble backed away, terrified.
Look down, said Monks. Don't be afraid. If I had wanted to, I could have opened it earlier when you were sitting over it.
Mrs. Bumble looked down into the fast-moving water.
If you threw a man's body down there, it would be 12 miles down the river by tomorrow morning, Monks said.
Then he took the necklace and dropped it down into the water.
You must not say a word about any of this. You must never tell anyone you have met me, warned Monks. Now, get away from here as fast as you can.